Hey everyone, this is Amy with End of Effort, and I wanted to bring to you guys just a message and word from Papa and what he was sharing and the Lord was sharing, really wanting to bring to us how much they desire for us to come and fill up our beings, our cup, with Him first. And the Lord was just showing me this morning. I was spending some time soaking with Him, and I'm just laying down, you know, on the bed, and He's like, I want you to just to roll over and just rest. Excuse me. Just roll over and rest. And the moment I, you know, just rolled over and rested, you know, you're just like in that fetal position and just letting Him just love on me, and He's just comforting, and you know, I could feel my body kind of go into a deeper state of just sleep, but my spirit was alert. It's kind of that, you know, that in-between state. And the Lord just started sharing about how so many people, all of us, you know, that have been brought up through religion, we have been so taught this message of servitude, which is God's heart by nature, right? He laid His life down for us. You know, great is the one, you know, if you lay your life down for your brother and all that kind of stuff, you know. But a lot of those scriptures, we're talking about what He was doing for us. Because if you look at Psalms, it says He lays us down in green pastures. And so, but we get so servitude, servant-minded. And I just had saw this picture of us bringing our cup to the Lord. And instead of bringing ourselves to Him as, oh, fill us up, Lord, you know, we want to just bask and bliss and dine face to face with You. Instead, we're bringing our service to Him, you know, like, oh, Lord, what is Your will so I can do it? And here's my measly offering to You, Lord. I just bring my life. And the cup is just dry with it, like a drop of wine in there. And we've been taking it around, many of us, trying to offer it to other people, offering our services in church, offering our services in the public. And yet we find ourselves so dissatisfied inside and empty and dry and doing so many things out of obligation that we don't even realize it, that we're actually being compelled by this servant mindset and obligation when our heart is parched. And the Lord was just showing me His heart for all of us, that He so wants us to come to Him and be filled up first, and to not bring it as a service to Him, but actually bring it as co-heirs and dining with Him and enjoying His presence and filling up to overflowing. So I want to just release this word to you. This is His heart for us right now. For many, not all, you know, many of you are totally getting blissed out and really enjoying. You've made that crossover point of really being okay with letting the Lord love on you, really being good with His unconditional love. And you're actually making the time, and you've learned that it's a flow throughout the day of feasting on Him. It's a crossing over, because it's counter-cultural in so many ways of our upbringing, our religious upbringings. And so, but God is always wanting to show us just how valuable we are to Him and how He wants to bring us up next to Him. So here are His words to us. He says, "My people, come near to Me and allow Me to fill your cups to overflowing. No more dry morsel thinking. Hook into My vine and receive first My loving wine and My living wine. The joy will flood in and through you to announce to others how great it is, feasting on My glorious drink. I never intended you to make a work out of this, since when does indulging in the delights of My goodness and fruit-forward wine become a hard thing? It is only hard if you're of a belief of lack, or that it is a sin to enjoy. Self-sacrifice becomes your drink, but it is one of emptiness, for you have cut yourself off from the flow in order to serve. Now, how does that work? Isn't it easier to stay hooked up and let the excess overflow naturally do the work of filling others? Stay in my fountain, make it your abode, face to face, delighting all day long in my goodness towards you. I know this takes some adjusting to. You've been told it's not okay. It's been modeled to you to give up the little you have to help others. But am I a God of lack or a God of abundance? Rather bring me your cup, not of service to me, but one of joining in with me in fellowship and bliss. That is not selfish. This is faith. Faith in my overflowing goodness, that as you fill up, my grace continues to flow to overfilling. Now you are modeling more than enough. Isn't that what I want humanity to see and partake in? For far too long, they have witnessed a poverty mindset in the church and towards them. Religion will always lead you in poverty, for it has cut itself off from me and has asked you to be dependent upon them and their source. But their source is not coming from me, for if it was, you would experience joy and not shame. You would delight and prosper in the abundance of my stream, for I would be your abode. My life, life in my tree, life in my river. My tree is always producing the fruit. Take and eat, and it will become you. It is ever giving, ever prospering, and I am not asking you to work for me. I am asking you to join me and to return to the fountain that never runs dry. If you are dry, don't you think it's time you bring your cup to me? Drink first till you are full and brimming. It gives me great honor to serve you. Do a quality control test. Who, having tasted my goodness, does not want to offer it to others, especially knowing that it is limitless, effortless, and beyond compare. Don't go by words alone. Come and taste it for yourself. Feast first, then you have something to offer and tell about. I will nourish your heart and reassure you. Happy you will be. No longer dry and deranged. Switch trees and you'll find the happily ever after life you've been longing for, fully satisfied. That was from the Lord. And, you know, of course, you know what he means with switching trees is switching from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the DIY, the do-it-ourself tree, to his tree of life. And, you know, many of us believe in it. Our spirits have been, you know, our souls and body are in process. Our spirits are connected to him. But, you know, so we're just in that process of learning and growing. But his heart is just undone and overwhelmed at wanting to just envelop us. And I always love, you know, I know you guys have heard me quote it so many times, but in Romans 1, I believe, in the message, Romans 12. And it's about the best thing you can do for God is embrace what he does for you, what he's doing for you. Because let's be honest, he really doesn't need our help. He's God. He can do anything. He did the saving. The real gospel here is not what we can do. It's what he did. He did the saving. He came and found us. He resurrected us. He's restoring us. And so, you know, it's our privilege and joy to get to share the good news. Again, right? When you're feasting on that goblet of glorious wine from heaven and it's limitless supply, then you're wanting to tell people, oh my goodness, this is the most incredible drink I've ever drunk. And people can see the joy and the bliss on your face because you've been partaking. And so, you know, it's for and for those that are not giving themselves permission. And I just want to encourage you, give yourself permission to start drinking from the Lord, to start meeting face to face again. And I know, you know, it can be really challenging for us. And some of us have questioned, why, Lord, why am I, you know, I mean, I went through this the other day. It's like, you know, when you're going through seasons or transitions and things that you don't understand in your life, and all you have is your current or past understanding, and we're trying to frame up what we're walking through with that understanding, and it's not going to work because we're ever growing, ever expanding, and the Lord's always bringing something new to us. And so it really isn't fair in a sense for us to put, it's again, putting the old wineskin, you know, patch on the old wineskin, it's going to tear. And that's what ends up happening, where we're feeling this tearing and just this distraughtness of, what is going on, Lord? I don't understand. This isn't what I expected. And so, again, bring yourself. And it's like, we all know He is the most loving, kind God. And it's like, why are we having a hard time bringing ourselves to Him? And it's so, you know, the Lord called me on it the other day. He goes, well, He goes, you're offended at me. I'm like, oh my gosh, Lord, you're so right. I'm offended because I don't understand what's going on. And so we can have these, not even recognizing it, that we have resentment or we're offended. And He told me, He goes, well, here's the thing. He goes, you're applying a perception of your own understanding of what's going on. Come and gain my perception on it. And He said, you know, we experience life according to the perception that we have. And so He says, you know, you can add a different meaning to this or get my meaning on it, and it will completely give you a different experience than the one you're having, because you're having a different perspective now. And so, but, my goodness, it is just like, it so helps. It just helps to talk things out, as hard as it is, you guys. He's just, start writing to Him, you know, like I always tell you, open up a blank email and just pour your heart out, write to Him, because you'll be able to hear Him pretty clear that way. And again, it's His still small voice within you, but you know it's not you, because you wouldn't tell yourself those things. But just practice starting to really talk it out. Instead of, it's so easy for us to get busy and occupied to get our minds off things, or, you know, when we're hurting and we're in pain, it's easy again to get so busy because, you know, we're wanting to feel better about ourselves by accomplishing something. And so we go around busily doing things so we can at least feel good, because we're not feeling good, you know, so we're trying to achieve or accomplish or get something done. And, but it's still there, isn't it? And we know we finally need to just sit down and talk it out with the Lord and just be real with Him. And He's just, oh, so gracious and so good in helping us get the fresh new perspective on what He's doing in us, what He's bringing us into. And yeah, you know, it's just, it's amazing how that works. But like He said this morning, just choose first to fill up yourself first before thinking of more things that we need to do for God or get things done so we feel better about ourselves. It can either be something you're doing for yourself or you're doing for God. Your cup's still running low, you know? So there's permission granted, you know? I want to read you a couple of these verses that I just absolutely love that confirm this, you know? Psalms 36:8 in the Voice says, in your house, they eat and are full at your table. They drink from the river of your overflowing kindness. And then I took Psalms 36:9 out of the Passion Translation. So it continues, to know you is to experience a flowing fountain, drinking in your life, springing up to satisfy. In your light, we receive the light of revelation. Well, there you go, right? When we finally sit down and talk it out with Him, He shines the light on it, and we have a whole new revelation that we didn't have a moment before. And again, it's that ebb and flow. It's the building of relationship. It's the learning His ways apart from ours. It's the journey. And it's not something that you can just have downloaded or imparted in you. You know, you don't do that with relationships. It's something you hash out, talk out, walk out, you know? So, I tell you, now this, I got to share you guys, this has been one of my ultimate favorite verses lately. And it's Psalms 34:8 in the Passion Translation. Listen to this. And this is, okay, it says, drink deeply the pleasures of this God. Drink deeply the pleasures of this God. Experience for yourself the joyous mercies he gives to those who turn to hide themselves in him. Now, isn't that just delish right there? I mean, you know, there's permission granted right there. And, you know, Brian goes into sharing about that verse. That's the verse, you know, taste and see that the Lord is good. So he broke it down, you know, in the Aramaic and said it actually means to drink deeply the pleasures, not just taste and see, but drink deeply the pleasures of this God. And that's what the Lord was saying this morning. Come drink deeply first and let the overflow do the work. And so, again, you know, when we're talking about effortless living, which this site is all about, ending our efforts and coming into the finished work, coming into the fullness, coming into the overflow, and actually learning to really fully enjoy this life that he's intended. And so, you know, John 4:14 in the mirror, this is awesome. It says, whoever drinks from the source of this water that I shall give will never thirst again, because the water that I give becomes an artesian well, bursting from within, defining the life of the ages. Bursting from within. Now, listen to this. So for those of you that don't know, and many of you do know, but an artesian well is a water well that doesn't require a pump to bring water to the surface. So no self-effort. It is an effortless well springing forth from within, and all you've got to do is drink. Again, it's like the Lord was saying, you know, in his word, you know, I was sharing with you guys. He said, how hard is it to just drink, dine, and enjoy this fruit-forward wine of my goodness? And so I just give you guys full permission. Remove that duct tape on your mouth. That's just been blocking you from not allowing, and just let him immerse you. Immerse yourself. Drink in deep. You know, what is one of the protocols when you're on an airplane and for emergencies is that it is your responsibility to first get the oxygen mask on yourself first and then assist those that are around you and next to you. And so this is so what the Lord is saying to us. I need you alive here first to be able to sift, to assist others, to be filled up with the oxygen of heaven. And you know what the Lord told me the other day? He said, the oxygen of heaven is delight. Delight yourself in me. He goes, delight is the oxygen of heaven. Everybody is full of delight up there. And it is what he's wanting us to be in down here. And so we just have to allow ourselves. But again, if you're finding yourself stuck, resisting the Lord, running away from the Lord inside, all those things, just know it's because there's misunderstanding going on. And there's probably some offense or resentment or frustration. And the best way is to talk it out with him, you know, as you're close friend, as your partner in life, as your lover, and get things right. It's no different than in any other relationship. We know that if we do not confront and address in the love or bring up the issue, then it'll keep festering and cause a wedge. And we oftentimes will do the same thing with the Lord, not even realizing it. So I just encourage you, sit down, get yourself a nice cup of tea or coffee. Come to a place you really, really enjoy that just is very soothing, and just engage with him there so that it's enjoyable, just like you would, you know, when you're going to sit down for a nice glass of wine or something. It's meant to be enjoyable. So, all right, well, enjoy your time with him. He's waiting for you and is looking forward to the relational building taking place between you and him. All right. I love you all so much. Take care. Bye.